And a very good afternoon to you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam Lepp here with the live Tuesday afternoon version of the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza. And one cool thing about this program is you can listen many different ways. Now, my favorite way, despite being a tech guy, we talk today's top and trendy tech topics here, by the way, is to use your regular FM radio device. In the car, home, office, you know, one of those, remember those old shower radios from the 70s? They were waterproof. You wouldn't get a shock if you use them in the shower. And you could listen to your favorite tunes or talk or news or what have you while you were scrub-a-dub-dubbing in the tub or showering. So if you have one of those really cool shower radios, this is a great station to indulge in. Of course, not a lot of people take showers at 2:15 in the afternoon, but maybe you're working second shift or you're out last night partying it up or something, or maybe you're in a time warp. But if you do have a shower radio, this is a good station to listen to. But of course, the regular car radio or transistor radio from Radio Shack or Walmart, that will suit you just to a T. That's one way. The other way is one of three ways, actually, is to listen online. You go to our illustrious website, which, by the way, is programmed, curated, maintained, blah, 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 by yours truly, WWGH1071.com. Click on the little button thingy, as I call it, the triangular play button, and you can listen to your heart's content. Also, if you have a smartphone, iPhone or Android gadget, although you can also do this on your computer, is just use the TuneIn app and search for WWGH, and you can also listen that way. During my program, I have a live Facebook video. So if you're a Facebook friend of mine, or if you're not, you can become a friend because I'm a pretty friendly guy. Look for Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy, and you'll see where it says I'm live, and you can watch my video that way. Or, of course, a combination of the above. If you're local, our signal goes about 10-12 mile radius from downtown Marion, so it's easy to get. And if you do like to listen the old-fashioned way, I think we have a very good method for you. Not a bad day today. Warmer than it's been. Still a bit on the chilly side, but I'm just wearing a regular hoodie instead of the winter coat, scarf, and gloves and other stuff that may have been needed earlier in the week. Last day of November. So November is pretty much going out like a lamb. It's actually going to be fairly warm tomorrow in the 50s, and then it'll cool down a bit. But, you know, it is December, and to many people, that's the first month of winter. And so at that point, it's kind of like going downhill. Once we get to January, mid to late January, the coldest time of the year, then it starts to warm up just a little bit. And by the time St. Patrick's Day rolls around, we all get spring fever. We're ready to start wearing the shorts and the flip-flops again and talk about our hunting and camping and other warmer weather activities that might be indulged during the non-snowy, non-frigid time of this great Buckeye State. Of course, it kind of is hunting season now, but not too bad, you know, when you're out doing fun outdoor activities and, you know, the weather is looking up. Whereas this time of the year, it seems like every day we lose 2-3 minutes of daylight and temperature continually dropping. We might get some snow, and it's been a bit windy, too, in the last couple weeks. But I think before long, we will be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and once again, spring will be back upon us. Nice thing about spring also is it's my birthday, and tomorrow is actually my half birthday because I was born on June 1st. Don't mind the year, but June 1st, so December 1st is my half a birthday, so not really sure what I'll be doing for that occasion, but if you do want to send me half a birthday card or maybe half as much of a present as you would normally do, you can go ahead and just drop it off here at the studio, 523 South Prospect Street. That's our address. If also you are a recent contest winner, you're welcome to come by between now and about 4, because I'll be here, and I'll be happy to bestow upon you any prize that you might have won during the Scott Spears or other radio programs. We do value our listeners, and we congratulate our winners, and we try to be very accommodating and very cool with the fine myriad of prizes that are available to fine folks like yourself. About 19 minutes after the hour 2 Eastern Time here at WWGH, and if you'd like to talk to me, you might ask, what exactly would you like to call the show about? Or what reason would somebody have for calling the show? Maybe that's a little better way to say it. Well, the first thing that we do is we tackle today's top and trendy technological problems. We also talk about today's top and trendy technology topics with a dash of humor mixed in. As I say, if you don't want to hear my delicious sense of humor while I'm assisting you or talking to you, it'll actually cost you extra. But the good thing about calling the Adam the Computer Guy radio extravaganza about a technological issue is that it won't cost you anything. As the lawyers say, it's pro bono. And again, pro bono also means that you're a fan of Sonny and Cher, and I'm a fan of Sonny and Cher, but I do mean pro bono as in no charges whatsoever. You won't have to slide your credit card through your phone or send me a Cash App or anything. I will not charge you one nickel or a penny. Well, of course, we have a shortage of pennies and nickels currently, so whatever I would charge you, it will not apply during this program. So if maybe your Windows computer is a piece of junk, I had to think of something I could say on the air, right? And you'd like to throw it out the window. Maybe your Apple computer is bad to the core. Maybe your POS software, that is your point of sale software at your business, has become something else that stands, that POS stands for. And I'm sure you could figure that out because that new anagram for POS is not something that I'm allowed to say on the air. So figure it out yourself. But if that's the case, I have done troubleshooting for software at businesses, and I can always try my hand at helping you out. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Perhaps your printer is not printing anything other than gibberish. And last but not least, your server is not serving anything other than a pain in the you-know-where. Well, you've come to the right place because I can solve those problems for you. And in addition, if you want to talk about technology, wondering, you know, should I get Windows 11? Why would somebody purchase a Mac instead of a Windows? Why would somebody use this particular type of smartphone? Or maybe you're asking about a little feature with Microsoft Office, or perhaps how to use email more efficiently, how to stop spam. Of course, that's kind of a hard thing to do. Maybe suggestions on games, Christmas or Hanukkah, or other end-of-the-year holiday presents for a person in your family or a good friend. I can certainly assist you with that and offer my opinions. And as I say, anything that's done on the Adam the Computer Guy program includes my delightfully delicious sense of humor at no additional charge. So if you'd like to talk to me about any of those things, pick up the phone and give me a ring. Or in the case of, you know, your Bluetooth in your car, just press a little icon and dial the digits. 740. What is the phone number here? Goodness sakes, I have absolutely drawn a blank. It must be what we call a senior moment. 740-383-9944. I can't believe I almost forgot the phone number. But that's okay. I think I got so excited. And the fact that I never really call the number directly. I just press the WWGH in my call history or phone book. It's like, okay, what is the phone number? Yeah, well, of course, it's 740-383-WWGH. So a big duh to that. See, when you do live radio and you sometimes have a moment where you don't quite know what you want to say, you can laugh at yourself. Because as I say, if you can't laugh at yourself, why laugh at anything? And you know, Adam, I'm a pretty funny guy. Anyway, 23 minutes after the hour of 2 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio, a ginormous news story in the last day. Former Judge Jason Warner and the missus are going back to lockup, and they have until Friday evening, if I'm not mistaken, to report to the destination that was provided to them. Lorraine, I believe, for Jason Warner and for the wife, the women's prison in nearby Marysville, Ohio. So we've gotten many comments from our listeners and Facebook followers after the posting of that story. I mean, no surprise. It's a big news item. And if you'd like to talk to me about it, ask me what I think or provide your opinion, that would be wonderful, as it certainly is a topic of conversation that I think will be something people will be conversating about, so to speak, for quite a while. And it's good, at least we have some closure. But the appeal was essentially denied, decision was upheld, and back to lockup, Mr. and Mrs. Warner, go. We've also found a replacement judge for Mr. Warner. We wish him very well. I'm sure he'll do an outstanding job, as we're very proud of our excellent law enforcement and judicial personnel in Marion. So again, if you want to talk about that, that's fine. We can, of course, talk about the Omicron variant, other things related to COVID, masks, restrictions. I'm all ears on that one. The Atlanta Braves winning the World Series. And, of course, the Buckeyes not doing very well against U of M. But that's how it goes sometimes. Personally, I wouldn't call myself a big fan or follower, but I certainly know a little bit. I think Ryan Day is doing an excellent job, and, you know, you can't win them all. Even Sparky Anderson, probably my all-time favorite manager, he certainly could not win every game that his team played, but be assured, this gentleman certainly tried. Hopefully I pressed the right button. Good afternoon. You're on the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza.
Hey, Adam. It's Pastor Craig. How are you today?
Oh, very good there, Pastor Craig. How are you on this relatively warm Tuesday afternoon here in the land of Mr. Harding?
It is. I had a comment about Judge Warner, and there are some interesting commonalities between Judge Warner and the previous auditor, Landon. Now, granted, Landon doesn't have a court case, but there were obviously problems in that office. The thing that I found most interesting, both Judge Warner and Auditor Landon, no matter how bad it got, they still, to the very end, never took responsibility for what they did, and they were always blaming someone else.
So it would appear, and you know, I don't know the situation in its entirety, but I certainly have followed it both as a air staff person and manager here at the station and just a concerned citizen. Neither one seems to do anything that's remotely resembling fessing up to what they did. I would agree. And there are some similarities, certainly. In the case of Landon, he was cleared of criminal charges. There may be some civil suits. I would expect there probably will be. But he's a free man, and we wish him well. And Mr. Warner, it's really mind-boggling what he and his wife did, especially as hard as he was on hit-and-run drivers and drunk drivers, as well he should be. I have no sympathy for anyone who drives drunk. It's unacceptable. You shouldn't be on the road. You shouldn't have a driver's license. And doesn't seem like there's one iota of regret. And it's really a shame. Now, granted, you know, he's a judge, he's a lawyer, I mean, he's a smart man. He knows not to incriminate himself, but there is something called conscience. And as a minister, Pastor Craig, I mean, you know all about that. Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't seem like a person with good ethics and morals would do. You would expect his conscience to take over and want to do the right thing. Is that logical? Hello? We lose Pastor Craig. Okay. Craig, go ahead and call back. I'm sorry. Something happened. I think the call dropped, but feel free to just give me a ring back. That happens sometimes, but I would like to hear his perspective. As, you know, you don't want to incriminate yourself, and this is a very touchy subject, and one where we just want to report what happens, but it's hard not to inject some of your own opinion and feedback on something like this. And conscience certainly should take over. but certainly from the comments that I've seen on our Facebook page, people believe that the right step was done and that the location Mr. and Mrs. Warner will be at as of Friday evening is the right one. But any comments or questions you folks have, even if you don't agree with me, that's fine. We want to hear all opinions. That's what's important. Give me a ring. Again, the number is 740-383-9944. I want to let you know also that we are accepting Christmas cards. Yes, ho, ho, ho. And if you'd like to participate in the Christmas card acquisition drive here at the station, our address is WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put a return address and we will send you back a card. We are certainly in the Christmas spirit, aren't we? So a big ho, ho, ho. And if you take a look at this studio, if you're watching my video, you will see the wreath and the bow and a whole bunch of other Christmas paraphernalia in the background. In fact, there's got to be half a dozen Christmas trees in the studio alone of varying sizes. The big one is just ahead of me, a very small one there by the door with a little Santa hat on it. The big one has the famous pizza dough star topper with the WWGH in green letters that Scott was talking about that the pizza guy Bob delivered. Very kind of him to do that. A very thin silvery tree and then a kind of a medium small well-decorated medium green tree right next to the silver tree and some wreaths and bows and all kinds of other good stuffy wuffy. So we're in the Christmas spirit here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Hello there, Pastor Craig. Sorry, the technology, you know, sometimes will fool even the most technologically advanced people among us.
Well, I know. I had a bad connection. I think part of it is probably where I was driving, and I had a bad connection. I think my call might have even gotten dropped.
That's okay. Well, you know, you're in Mount Gilead, and Mount stands for mountain. I mean, it's not exactly the Rocky Mountains of Utah or Colorado, but it's a little hilly in those parts of the state.
Well, I mean, I agree that, you know, with it, Judge Warner, you know, he obviously is not going to say anything during his trial that would, you know, incriminate himself. But it was his attitude after his conviction and going for the appeal where he never was able to claim responsibility. Now, I can understand if you believe you're innocent, then that's what you're going to do. But at the same time, in addition to not taking responsibility, he seemed to have no problem throwing his wife under the bus.
Yeah, and again, as a man of the cloth, Pastor Craig, I don't know his religious beliefs. That is certainly not a very Christian thing to do, I'll say that much. And you know me, we've talked about this in detail. I'm not a very religious person. I like to kind of joke that I know a lot of ministers in Marion for someone who's not religious, but I really respect what ministers have to say, and also that the perspectives will vary a little bit. But as I see it, we're all on the same team. The God I know wants me to be a good person, and I try my best every day to do that. But would you agree that his behavior, it's very unchristian and very ungentlemanly, whatever term you want to use. It's not something we can be proud of, for sure.
No, definitely, unchristian behavior. And, you know, even if he's not a Christian and doesn't, you know, have some of those principles, even just as a man, just as a what's morally right and wrong, even if you take religion out of the question, as a man, I don't see how you can do that to your wife.
I would say I kind of wonder about that relationship. It's frustrating, kind of, you know, hard to talk about it because we like to think that judges have the highest of ethics, and we know humans are not perfect, as you know, but this is a case of ethics and not really following marriage vows. I mean, I'm not sure what their marriage vows were, but I'm sure they related to supporting each other, being on the same team, and always doing what you can to help the other person, and doesn't seem like he's doing that. It seems like he just wants to stay out of jail, but That's not going to happen.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Did you have any comments maybe on Mr. Landon? I mean, we know he's a Christian man, and do you think he's acting in that fashion, or is it just a case where he just wasn't qualified? That's a bit of a different situation.
It is a bit of a different situation, but yet there again, there's some similarities in that he had provable mistakes, multiple mistakes taking place in his office. Things weren't getting done. Things weren't getting done right. There were other problems with an employee with the gift cards. And there again, he would never take responsibility for his actions. He blamed everything on political enemies. And as far as if he often played his or made known his religious beliefs, and I find that actually even worse in this situation than Judge Warner, because he wanted to stand on his religious beliefs, but he certainly was not acting in a Christian-like manner.
I would definitely agree with that, and you would know more than I would, so I'll defer to you. And the God I know also knows humans make mistakes, but we also have a conscience, and kind of wonder where he sits on that. I don't know. You know, I'm not very people smart, but I think a lot of it kind of sticks out like a sore thumb.
Right, and you know, this is how Christians get called hypocrites. This is how they get criticized by these types of actions. You know, in my personal opinion is, he should say, hey, I'm a Christian, but we make mistakes, and I made some mistakes in my office. Maybe I didn't do anything wrong intentionally, but obviously I made some mistakes. And other employees in my office made mistakes, but I'm the man in charge, and the buck stops here. I mean, that is, you know, that's taking responsibility and showing that you're a human being, in addition to trying to be a Christian.
Right. You know, the buck stops here with the president, and people are debating how much of what's happening in the country, like inflation, relates to things Biden may have done. Well, we could spend a whole week of shows talking about that, but as I see, it is the person ultimately in charge of the entity. In the case of inflation, well, it is the president and members of Congress. And the auditor's office, it is the auditor. It certainly is.
Absolutely.
And let's hope we can heal and we can move forward. And we wish Mr. Landon the best.
Absolutely.
No problem. Well, thank you very much, Pastor Craig, for calling. Remind listeners, he is on the air live every Sunday morning between 11:13 a.m. and noon with a program called Study His Word.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Craig. Have a great day. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, taking your telephone calls. Well, good afternoon, CJ from southeastern Ohio. Thank you for watching my video. Don't you just love our Christmas decorations here at the studio? And all of our photos of Bozo the Clown and other interesting celebrity figures. Again, we can talk about politics, about the issues facing Marion, like I and Pastor Craig just did. Well, you can ask me questions about technology. Your smartphone maybe isn't quite so smart. That's fine. I am all ears. 740-383-WWGH. Those are the digits. Also remind you, do not touch that dial after I go off the air, because at 4 p.m. we have the top of the hour features. And then about 13 after 4, the lovely Linda Sims, a broadcasting veteran here in the Marion area. She sits in this very chair behind this same microphone with this goofy-looking yellow foam cover and has her radio program, like she does every Monday and Tuesday between about 4:13 p.m. and 5. Interesting guests, erudite chatter, telephone calls, and, you know, like anything else we do on this radio station, always a surprise or two. really isn't possible not to listen to this station for more than 10 or 15 minutes and not be surprised. And that's what's good about talk radio. As much as I love listening to music, and I'm a big music listener and fan for sure, I do enjoy the idea that talk radio is off the cuff, it is fly by the seat of your pants, and you never quite know what you're going to hear, who may call, or what may happen. That is all part of the fun. Good afternoon, you're on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Hi. Hello, you're on the Adam the Computer Guy program.
Hi, Adam.
Hi there, how are you today?
Good.
Glad to hear that. We always like it when listeners are doing well.
Yep. You know, I think the judge and his wife belong in prison, if not just for the stupidity of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's been a controversial topic for sure, and the conviction was upheld.
Yep, and I think it should have been, you know, but for... You know, I don't think you can be so drunk that you don't realize that you morally did something wrong, especially when you leave the scene of an accident, leave a person who is obviously in need of help there by himself to take care of himself, then not even report it until 9 hours later.
You know, right. I mean, just, a 19-year-old man was injured.
Right. It just behooves me how you can do that. You know, it just, especially a judge that knows that, you know, I'm not going to get away with this, you know, that it's going to be found out. People seen him. He was up and walking around, so he wasn't that bad off. And, I really think he thought he was above the law.
Yeah, you hate to think that, you know.
Yeah.
I hate to comment too much, but there is something called your conscience.
I know. That's the number one thing in the world, I think, you know. Do you do something that's morally right? Help your fellow man. That's what it's all about in this world.
We'd like to think that's the path that we take, but humans aren't perfect, myself included. Humans can be hypocritical.
Yeah,
I certainly.
But that's, you know, you know yourself, you've never been in that serious of situation.
Right.
That's a serious situation. You know, you can make mistakes.
Right. I mean, we talk about practice what you preach.
Right.
We talk about if you're a parent, you know how often he has preached yeah.
against what he did.
Right. And as I said, you know, parents, if you smoke, you've probably told your kids not to smoke.
Right.
And that's good. But this is much more serious.
Yeah.
This is injuring a young man.
That's my point. This is a...
Yeah.
Tremendously serious, you know, and I'm just glad to see that they're going to pay for it.
Yeah, I think that justice eventually gets served. It all comes out in the end.
That's all I'm glad. You know, they're going to have 6 months or whatever to think about it. They'll probably get out on early, you know, after about 6 months, I wouldn't doubt, but they'll be sitting there for 6 months thinking about it anyway.
Do you have any prognostications as to what you think they will do after they've served their time?
I think they'll probably move.
Yeah, I don't know if...
You know?
What his eligibility is for his law license, or if he go to a different state.
Yeah.
He's in his 50s. He's a fairly young man.
Right. Yeah, he's not that old.
And
you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame because, I don't know a lot, but it seems like he was a good judge. He was hard on
exactly what he did. That's what's really sad. You know, like I said, he totally preached against what he did. He preached against doing the right thing in life. And he just failed miserably when it come to doing it himself.
Yeah, I mean, mean, you kind of wonder where his conscience is. Hopefully he'll come clean at some point.
Yep. That's the other sad thing. Refusing to take responsibility when everybody knows that he was responsible for the whole thing. He still, until the last minute, wanted to play this charade of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, so it would appear, and I guess from a county standpoint, we're losing someone who was a good judge because of his indiscretion.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe it's a case where, if that's the kind of person he is, maybe he's not that good of a judge.
If you're basically morally not that way, you know, you're just that way, you know, to that one face of you's that way, we're better off.
Yeah, I mean, his qualifications, his experience are great, and the way that he handled, and very fairly handled, people that did the same kind of thing he did.
He was hard on people.
You know, I don't know anybody who's not in favor of throwing the book at someone who's
driving drunk.
Yep. And I don't know, you know, I'm not people smart enough to judge it, but
what you mean.
Let's hope everybody can heal, and the 19-year-old gentleman, I just feel terrible about that.
Right. But I don't think his future is around a lot of the people he knew.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be doing much practicing of law or doing anything in the legal profession in Ohio for quite a while.
Nope.
Or ever. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
Adam here at Talking Place, discussing the Jason Warner case with our caller, 740-383-9944. As you probably have heard, he and the missus are headed back to Ohio custody, that is, to prison. I believe they have until Friday evening to report. She to Marysville and he to Lorain, Ohio. We can discuss many topics here. Again, the sports is always fun. The NFL season has been pretty interesting. Lots of great players showing their stuff, and of course, always a surprise or two. Ohio State not looking too great after last Saturday, but they certainly played an excellent team, and I don't believe that Ryan Day is the GOAT. Of course, there are two meanings for GOAT, greatest of all time, as well as GOAT meaning someone who didn't do a very good job. I would say Ryan Day is an excellent coach. I don't think he's Woody Hayes, but he is pretty good nonetheless. So we can certainly discuss that. If you're a baseball fan like myself, the Atlanta Braves winning the World Series, that is always an interesting topic of conversation. And last but not least, there has certainly been a lot of social media buzz about the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians. Are you like me and agree that the Columbus Blue Jackets no longer have the stupidest name for a Major League sports team in Ohio, that honor is now held by the Cleveland Guardians? Many people I've spoken with were in favor of going back to the name Spiders, which is kind of a fun name. And I wouldn't have minded if they would have done that, as Cleveland Spiders is kind of cool, but I am not too hip, to put it mildly, on the latest moniker for the great team to our northeast. About 12 minutes before the hour of 3 here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio on the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Extravaganza, where we can talk today's top and trendy technology topics. If you have a question about your electronic gadgetry, and that includes things like technology on your vehicle, maybe you have a smart garage door opener or a smart thermostat like I do, or the kind of light bulbs which I have in my bedroom where I just tell Alexa to turn my light off. Pretty cool. Or is it because I'm too lazy to flip the switch on my own? Either way, it's pretty fun, and you know, Alexa, she never complains, she never asks for a tip, she never has to go to the bathroom, and doesn't even cost me anything. So, cool stuff, by all means. In addition, maybe your smartphone is not very smart. Maybe your iPhone, where I doesn't stand for internet, it stands for irritating. Maybe your Windows computer, you would like to throw out the window. Maybe your laptop is the top computer in the pain in the you-know-where department. Your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Your printer isn't printing. Or perhaps your server only serves you headaches and expense. Well, you've come to the right place. You can give me a ring, and I'll be happy to try to solve those problems for you. And again, you can also provide your own opinion about technology or perhaps a new perspective on how to use some of this gadgetry. The phone number is 740-383-9944. I want to let you know also that there are many great radio programs available on this radio station. Of course, our flagship program is the morning show with the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott E. Spears himself, where E stands for Extremely Excellent Variety of Guests. I bet you didn't know what the E stood for, but that's actually what it is. He has spoken with Bill Cosby, legendary actors and actresses such as Pat Carroll, personal favorite of mine, Marla Gibbs, co-star of The Jeffersons, star of 227, singer, and many other things that she is known for. In the talent department, he's spoken with Brenda Lee, spoken with the lady who sang I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and also speaks with many of the local politicians and people that run Marion and the environs. So be sure to listen to that, and you might say, when is the Scott Spears radio program on? Well, it is on between 8:13 a.m. and 10 every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Also want to let you know that just like Hillary and Melania, we have a private email server. But unlike Hillary and Melania, we are not so busy and important that we delete messages, unless they're junk, in which case we do, but most of our messages are palatable and useful. You can email me at adam@wwgh1071.com, scott@wwgh1071.com, or sean@wwgh1071.com, or terry@wwgh1071.com, and we'll be happy to speak with you. Have an email-based conversation about the topic of your choice, because that's how we roll here at The Talking Place. If you ever do miss a program here on WWGH, that's okay. No problem whatsoever. We won't fine you or do anything else that might be an issue involving the fact that you might have missed the radio program. You can go ahead and go to our website at WWGH1071.com, and we'll be more than happy to have you click on the button and you can listen to the program of your choice. If you can give me about 1 minute, I do have to take care of something here. I'm going to play a encore of a program. I'll be right back.
So now with Labor Day having come and gone, it would appear that the Christmas and holiday season will be approaching very soon. Seems to start at least getting ready from a retail standpoint in early September. So if you're looking for a Christmas or holiday present for yourself or family, friend, co-worker, etc., someone who's fitness-minded, check this out. Fitbit has announced two new fitness trackers with sleeker looks, more durable construction, and greater data gathering capabilities. It's called the Fitbit Charge 2. It's $149.95. It has continuous heart rate tracking. It uses the data to generate a cardio fitness score and provides guidance for improving it over time. The Charge 2 displays real-time exercise statistics, connects to GPS in a smartphone, and has a set of advanced sensors that make it easier to track activity throughout a day. Pretty fancy for $150, if I should say so myself. Again, looks like a great holiday gift for the fitness-minded person in your life, or maybe just for yourself. Its Relax feature guides users through 2 or 3 minute deep breathing sessions. The Fitbit Flex 2, a little less expensive at $99.95, is 30% smaller than previous models and can be paired with bands in a variety of colors. Optional accessories include a bangle at $99.95 for gold or rose gold, or $89.95 for stainless steel. You can also get a pendant. The Flex 2 is water-resistant to a depth of 50 meters and can collect data from swimming sessions such as pool laps, duration, and calories burned. In addition, Flex 2 will track fitness stats from walks, runs, and workouts. It'll remind you to move when you've been stationary for too long of a time. Maybe sitting around texting a little too much. Get moving!
And thank you very much, Adam, for a sneak preview of a program that I put on the air for you literally 5 years ago. Isn't that cool? We've been on the air that long that I have this library of programs and features that I can air if something does happen to pop up. And you know, when you're on live radio, that does happen from time to time. About 5 minutes before the hour of three, here at the Talking Place on the Adam the Computer Guy radio program. Still time to chime in here. We were speaking about the Judge Warner case, also about Mr. Landon. Other happenings here in the great city and county of Marion, 740-383-9944. WWGH Radio is the only station in Marion airing a complete obituary report at 810, 1010, 410, and 1210 during the day, 7 days a week. We are proud of our community involvement and our commitment to providing information of all kinds to our valued listeners like yourself. The 2021 free fresh food distribution in Waldo at all locations, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, will take place the first Friday of the month. And that includes this Friday, December 3rd. Each family will receive food from over 11,000 pounds delivered by the Mid-Ohio Food Bank. At all locations, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, any family currently living at 200% or less of the federal poverty level is eligible to receive food. ID is required. Proof of income is not. They're an equal opportunity provider. An outstanding program for our community. Again, coming up this Friday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at all occasions in Waldo. About 3 minutes before the hour of three here at the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Some other programs that we have for your edutainment, that is education as well as entertainment, and especially if I'm part of the program, for a little tickling of your funny bone. We did speak with Pastor Craig Heilman earlier today. Craig is a very dedicated listener of our station. We really appreciate him. He calls a lot, and that's great. He is a wealth of knowledge and opinions, and whenever you speak with Pastor Craig, you always come away a little smarter than you were, as he has excellent insight. He is on every Friday morning every Sunday morning between about 11:13 a.m. and noon with Study His Word Radio, an excellent program. It is followed by the worship service from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect with another great friend of our station, Pastor Steve Whitaker. I mentioned Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, as I call him, is on every weekday morning between about 8:13 a.m. and 10, where he has local important people from law enforcement, mayor, council people, interesting local characters like the gentleman who stole Lady Justice. That was a great program. He also has spoken with Bob Welsh, the pizza man. He's actually given away a copy of Bob's book to a lucky listener. That's always a fun time. And occasionally, he does have recurring friends of our station call in, Thunderbolt Patterson, Ted Williams, Bobby Ray the Kazoo Man, etc. And one thing Scott is certainly known for is his celebrity interviews. Again, he only had the second audio interview of Bill Cosby following Mr. Cosby's release from prison. He speaks with well-known celebrities like Pat Carroll and Marla Gibbs, singers like Brenda Lee, Ray Stevens, a plethora of people that share the microphone with him. If you go to our website, wwgh1071.com, click on the Scott Spears link. You will be able to see the myriad guests that he has spoken with, and you can listen to them on demand. Cool stuff, for sure. Well, speaking of cool, it's cool outside, but certainly a lot warmer than it's been. But then again, it is almost December 1st, so what else would one expect? And also this time of the year, it seems like the sun goes down earlier every day. Of course it does, so about 2 hours and 15 minutes left of daylight, so get out and enjoy it, but of course bring your radio with you. AdamTheComputerGuy.com, and you are listening to The Talking Place, WWGH, Marion, Ohio. Have a great day, folks.
Chestnuts roasting on a